Plastic brings to mind one word these days, expensive. The price of plastic has gone up substantially in some cases. The reasons include a big jump in natural gas prices, hurricanes, and the relatively small number of suppliers of raw material in the U.S. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports on how businesses are trying to cope.
The high price of plastic has hurt companies both big and small, from giants like Kraft Foods to small gourmet pasta companies like Cucina Fresca. Inside Cucina's factory, not far from downtown Seattle, owner Jay Beatty oversees the production of fresh fettuccine, ravioli filled with butternut squash, and a tomato vodka pasta sauce, all of them protected and stored in plastic.
We're using plastic bags to protect the noodles, using plastic to store our pasta in retail packages, plastic rolls for the topping here, and Raquel's over there with plastic tubs for the sauces.
Beatty's plastic tubs are near the end of a long supply chain that begins with the producers of natural gas. Natural gas can be turned into resin, the basic raw material in plastic, and the price of resin has climbed astronomically. Though packaging is a sizable component of Beatty's costs, he hasn't been able to raise prices.
It's our busy season, and we don't want to go in and rattle any cages right now. So, right now we eat the cost.
His packages begin as tiny resin pellets, which look a bit like ice crystals. And as plastics expert Howard Rappaport notes, they are turned into plastic film, plastic jars, bottles, and bags through the magic of chemistry.
So you're sitting there with your bag of peas, and that bag that the peas come in is solidified hydrocarbons. I know that sounds a little crude, but I mean, that's the reality.
U.S. plastics manufacturers typically buy their resin from a handful of giant American chemical and energy companies. As the price of domestically produced natural gas has shot up, so has the cost of resin. The recent hurricanes, which shut down petrochemical plants and knocked out transportation networks, made matters worse. Rappaport of the consulting firm Chemical Market Associates says just in the last 6 months, resin prices have gone up 40% to 50%, and in some cases, even more.
You and I, as consumers, have not really seen prices move up on the store shelf commensurate with what they've seen in their raw materials. So somewhere along the line, somebody's getting squeezed in the middle of the chain.
Companies such as Cucina Fresca and many small to mid-sized firms that make or use plastic packaging. So, what's next? Domestic resin prices are expected to moderate somewhat next year, but are likely to stay well above historic levels. As a result, some resin users are starting to import substantial amounts of raw material from the Mideast and Asia. Historically, plastic packaging has been a regional market. Importing wasn't easy or cost-effective. But now, says Kevin Kelly, head of a California Trade Association of Plastic Suppliers and Manufacturers, materials produced abroad are so much less expensive that importing makes sense.
And that's a huge sea change. This industry may be one of the final industries to actually globalize. What this crisis has done is really forced or facilitated the globalization of the plastic packaging industry.
There are other ramifications of the plastic price hikes. Earlier this year, a large California plastics processor filed for bankruptcy protection. Other firms may be forced to do the same. Meanwhile, some companies may turn to alternative packaging. In the not-too-distant future, your pasta may come in a plastic container that's made from corn. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.